Grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours. In the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember my Sunday school teacher when I was in the fifth grade. Dolores Guffey taught us about Christ our Savior while keeping four boys in line. I remember the pastor I had for my first year of confirmation. It was Pastor Jack Kirk. He is now out in Kansas at a triple parish. I still remember his patience and his perseverance with those same five boys. I remember Melvin Schrader. He's my junior high school Sunday school teacher. He had to be a saint to deal with me at that time in my life. I remember Polly Anderson. She led the Celebrate Life Singers in Tolono for 14 years that I sang with them. She taught me a lot about music, but more about the love of God than you can ever imagine. Of course, through it all were my parents, who always took us to church and Sunday school week after week. My parents were involved in the church. My dad served on the church council. He went to all the voters' meetings. He was chairman of the congregation at least two times. My mother, ladies' aid and LWML president for, well, I think eternity, as well as serving on the evangelism board. As a youngster, I remember cleaning the church in Sunday school. My parents cleaned it 26 years, week after week after week. We mowed the yard, we scooped the snow. I remember listening to Sandy Chestnut every Saturday morning as she practiced her organ. I remember. There have been many others, of course, who helped mold me and shaped me. Other pastors that I will never forget. Professors at the seminary, of course. My grandpa Ron. My wife and my children and many, many others. Too many to, of course, name. These are some of the saints in my life who helped to bring me where I am today on my faith journey with God, who taught me that Jesus died and rose for me. You will probably never read about them in any great church history book. There will never be any days of commemoration on the church calendar set aside to honor and remember just them. No, they were just ordinary people. Like you and me. But in the course of seeking to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ and striving to love the Lord with all their heart and soul and strength and mind, they ended up touching my life in ways that changed me and had a profound effect on who I am today. You know, when I think back though, I really can't remember any one thing in particular that many of them taught me. But I do remember them. Somehow by their example and their witness and their faithfulness to the love and grace of God, they made an indelible mark on me. So what about you? Who are the ones that you remember? Sitting here today, who are the saints in your life who brought you to this place today so that you're here in church this morning to worship and praise God, to hear God's word? Who are they? That is what this All Saints Sunday is actually about. To set aside a Sunday each year to remember and to thank God for all those saints down through the ages whose names may not be recorded in any church history book, but whose names are certainly recorded in the book of life, and whose names and faces are recorded in our hearts and our memories. Some of them are gone and long forgotten. Others may be more recently departed, and some of them may still be alive and perhaps even still playing a very active part in our lives. But the one thing that all of these saints have in common is their love for the Lord and their willingness to allow the Lord to use them in reaching out and ministering to others, allowing the grace, the love, the compassion, the generosity of God to shine through them and flow from them to us and to those around us. But on this All Saints Sunday, as we remember the special people in our lives, the question that I would like for you to face is this. Are you ready? Ask yourself the following question. Will anyone remember me? Will I be remembered with fondness and gratitude and thanksgiving on some All Saints Sunday 10, 20, 40, 80 years from now? Think about that for a minute. We have encountered lots and lots of people in our lives. Relatives, friends, colleagues, teachers, pastors, neighbors, lots of people. Why is it that some of them stand out in our memories while others just don't? What makes the difference in how we remember someone? One of the keys is actually found in that gospel reading for today, where Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount with those familiar beatitudes. Who are the blessed ones? Who are the ones that Jesus holds up as an example and model for us? What are those admirable characteristics displayed in Jesus' own life? Jesus actually tells us, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who feel the weight of the world's suffering. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who hunger and long for what is right and what is good. Blessed are those who show mercy and compassion. Blessed are the ones whose heart is pure, who don't have any room in their heart for bitterness or anger. Blessed are those who work for peace and reconciliation in their home and in their church and in their community. Blessed are those who are willing to accept ridicule from others in order to stand up for what is right and good as a disciple of Jesus Christ. When I really think about it, the people that I remember, the saints in my life, were people like that. And I suspect that the people that you remember on this All Saints Sunday who have led you the right way share some of those same qualities and characteristics also. And so once again, we get back to our question. Will I be remembered? And how will I be remembered? Do you want to be remembered in the same way that we remember those special saints in our own lives? If so, well then, today we need to begin living in a way that puts into practice what Jesus teaches, in a way that follows the example of Christ. Jesus died on the cross for us. He rose on Easter Sunday for us. He showed us amazing love and forgiveness. Let that love, that compassion, that mercy, that peace, humility, generosity, that graciousness characterize your life. I invite you today to take a serious look at yourself and see if you're becoming the person that you want to be. The person God made you to be as his child, a forgiven and loved child of God. And may God, the Holy Spirit, help you on your journey. Amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.